From KRCB-FM Radio 91, it's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell. Good morning. The California legislature has passed a rare bill, or, in the words of Democratic Senate leader Kevin DeLeon,
a legislative unicorn.
A bipartisan supermajority extended the state's cap and trade program Monday evening. Ben Bradford reports from Sacramento on how the deal got done.
It's a story of strange bedfellows that saw the California Chamber of Commerce and the Natural Resources Defense Council siding together for the deal against the Sierra Club and the conservative Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association. It starts with Governor Jerry Brown, who views the cap-and-trade system as the most practical way for California to fight climate change, but also more than that.
Japan can look at this. China can look at it. India. That's what's important. It's not just what we do. It's what other people can follow.
The program essentially creates a pollution market where businesses buy and trade the right to emit greenhouse gases. It would expire in 2020. Brown and Democratic leaders found an ally to extend it in Assembly Republican leader Chad Mays, not because Mays supports the state's emissions limits. He doesn't. But they're already law.
It's going to be very costly, very expensive to be able to get there. I want a market-based system to be able to get there versus a command and control system.
The California Chamber shares this view, supporting the extension as less costly than new regulations. 8 Republicans ultimately voted for the deal, which also includes tax breaks. Most opposed it, including Senator Ted Gaines.
The climate doesn't even know it's in this war. It's been changing forever and will continue to do so regardless of what we do here today.
Some Assembly Democrats representing communities with poor air quality also opposed the deal as a giveaway to industry. They want regulations that crack down on emissions. But most supported it because a companion bill focuses on air quality. The legislation heads to the governor, who will sign it. At the state capitol, I'm Ben Bradford.
You can find this story and more at krcb.org/news. That's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell.